Gonna get in the car with a smile and the burn that I put on my arm the day you went away, girl. And I probably won't come back around again.
We warm up, but we get the warm up. We stretch it out.
We're
no, that's what that conversation. This is this is like the warm up. This is the warm up.
Except for we're sitting.
Oh.
There's no stretching. Your phone's about that. Why?
God damn. Anyway, welcome to Fanboy and Skinny. Holy shit! Like episode, we thought. I thought that we did only like three episodes, and then apparently we look into your MacBook, and it's like, oh, episode five,
so six, guys.
Yeah,
get ready.
No, is that
surprise?
This is six, right?
Yeah, that we're doing currently. It's six.
Huh. Anyway, I guess we'll bring you up to speed. Hey, I'm Wayne Campbell. Let me bring you up to speed. Now, Riley and I I no longer live with Riley. Riley no longer lives with me. We no longer live together.
We don't live in the same place anymore.
No, which will make the podcast hopefully way more interesting because we don't see each other on a regular basis now. So we, like, have stuff to talk about, I guess, you know. Unless we don't fucking fuck it up and talk about it before we ever get a chance to hit record.
Oh, shit.
We're like, wow, we already talked about that, so it's not fresh anymore.
It's like we haven't done the podcast yet, but we just talked for an hour.
Cool. Perfect. We could have done the podcast like an hour ago. Yeah, so we're actually at Riley's little shanty. Werewolf Factory Part 2.
Yeah, you know what? Todd had a good thing about that.
What?
Because we were discussing the Werewolf Factory future and that sort of thing.
Oh, yes, the future is important.
And I mentioned mine, and I was like, well, this could be like the Werewolf Shack or something. And he goes, or the Werewolf Factory offices, like Werewolf Factory HQ.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, oh, that's kind of, I kind of like the sound of that.
The OG Werewolf Factory is it's kind of more like Werewolf Cottage, I guess. I don't know.
Werewolf No More.
No, pretty much.
Is the blanket still up?
Yeah. It's going to have to come down, though.
What are we going to do with it? Where's it going to hang?
I guess it almost should migrate here.
I could find a good home for it.
I think so. We'll take some of your posters out and something.
Well, I could adjust the posters around it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or hang it from one of these curtain rods, even.
Oh, shit.
Figure something out.
Yeah, hell to the yeah.
But yeah, I think this place, once it gets set up, we can definitely party in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun.
You push the bed over. Build Beer Pong Alley.
I like how that's got a name and it hasn't even happened yet.
It's in the...
And you're like, and then Beer Pong Alley. You're like, he was giving me like the tour and he's like, and then Beer Pong Alley. And then you just push the bed over there. I'm like, Beer Pong Alley?
That's
just like fucking where like it's like Crime Alley where Bruce Wayne's parents were gunned down.
In between two shady buildings, just people playing beer pong.
Yeah, it's Beer Pong Alley.
It's just one table. Everyone's, like, waiting in line. Did you put our name on the list?
The Dark Pong was created? I don't know.
It's like at a big house party when they have a beer park table and you have to put your name on the list.
Oh, yeah.
So you're at the alley and you're like, did you put... I forgot. Fuck, we have to wait, like, 4 hours.
Name's Gidley. Yeah, you're not on the list. What? No.
O'Brien
knows me. He knows me. We roomed in college. I'm sorry, to be that as it may, you're not on the list. It's this huge black dude. Looks like Bing Rames or something.
if you're not on the list, you're not playing Pong.
Exactly.
Are you really?
Fuck, he's right there.
Riley, I'm here. You called me.
Just like, look right through me. What? You're like,
I'm
you.
Like pointing at the like, bouncer. Get that guy out of here.
Get him out. Who is he? You know me. I want to party with you. I want to party with Werewolf Factory.
Like, let me introduce you to my friends Washington and Washington.
And, half Washington Jr. or something like that. It's like a ripped Washington. It's a ripped dollar bill. We did the intro Do we say our names? I'm Colder Gidley. This is Riley.
I'm pretty sure we said our names, but in case we didn't, I guess we'll
reset. Yeah. So I did some little pod topics.
Oh yeah.
And stuff you probably already read, but it's like fine. I mean, and that's fine because we can talk about it because we haven't talked about it yet. First thing I want to talk about that, like, and I thought this would be like, I mean, my mind kind of reeled. Is I read a little piece of the article that they're wondering, there's speculation running around the interwebs about the head of one of the Microsoft guys, or no, excuse me, one of the Apple guys, head yeah. Apple CEOs, went and visited Valve.
Yeah, there was alleged.
Alleged that he went.
I heard about that. I read that Gabe Newell, I think he's the CEO of Valve, claimed it never happened. But they do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because the rumors were that Apple and Valve were going to come together to make
a game console.
I blew a load when I read that, because that would be amazing.
If you don't know who Valve is basically a game developing company. They did, like,
they've Portal. They've never made a bad game.
No, Portal, Portal 2, Half-Life 2,
Team Fortress, Left 4 Dead.
Yep. Great, great folks that make awesome games.
I just realized that light looks like it's broken.
Oh.
You know, bent that is.
Well, you did transport it in your car.
It might have broke.
It was in your car.
You know what sucks? Just a little side note. Yes. And we'll get back to what we were talking about. The light bulb in my bathroom burnt out. Oh. And the only spare light bulb I had was in that light.
So you took out that one and put it in the bath. Whoa, I mean, you got to... I mean, not that you don't know where your dick is and you can't find it, but you're like... I want to at least be able to see it.
Well, it's hard to shower and brush your teeth in the dark.
Yeah.
Well, and then, like, right the same day it happened, Jenny came over and was like, oh, can we turn that light on? Mm-hmm. And I was like, funny story, no light bulb in there.
Yeah. So you just have that one light?
Yeah, and the bummer about that light is the light switch for it is all the way over by the door.
Oh, piss.
Yeah. That really sucks because I was used to my old room where I had a remote.
Oh.
I could lay in bed and I'm turn it on. And off. Yeah, welcome to my world.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah.
And then now I have to get up, walk over.
Yeah.
And Jenny had to listen to me complain about, I had an ongoing dilemma when I first moved in, when my TV was where we're sitting, because I don't have any furniture.
Yeah, no, we're sitting
my in... My furniture is a bed and two camping chairs. That's my furniture. But I was trying to figure out the appropriate distance from TV to bed.
Yeah.
So that... Because for some reason, I don't know why, if a TV's fairly far away and you're watching a movie, totally fine. But if I'm gaming, I have to be, like, almost right up into the TV.
Yeah, that's kind of how you roll.
I don't know why.
Now, I play really super fucking far away, and like we were talking about, now my TV looks small. We have the same size TV, mind you, but it's like, you get far away enough from that TV.
Mine looks big again now.
Yeah.
It looked small before.
It did look small before when I was over here. I was like, God. And then mine really looks far away.
Well,
and
it's like
away.
My parents have the identical TV to mine.
Right.
And it's in their living room. It looks tiny.
Yeah. I remember I was watching basketball during Christmas. And it did. It looked small. But anyway... Yeah, Valve and Apple.
Yeah.
That would kind of piss me off just because you know you would kind of have to have it.
I'd have to.
But the thing I wonder is I feel like Apple would kind of not know how to do a console in some ways. Well, I feel like they would fuck it up in some ways because they're kind of new to that game because...
That's the only thing I'm surprised.
Recent years, they just started to get on board with, like, this is a Mac game. Like, you can play this on Mac.
A bunch of... Games don't even come out for the Mac sometimes.
No.
Mm-mm. Like Diablo 3, for example. There's no... Have they announced it finally?
I thought so.
Because I had heard there was no Mac version announced yet.
I thought there was. Maybe. I don't know.
It's very limited, the amount of games you can get on a Mac. But people don't...
Well, with Steve Jobs is dead, that'll maybe change.
The problem is you don't buy a Mac to game.
No.
That's not why you buy
it. No, it is a, like... It's a computing...
You do it because you want an operating system that's not broken.
Right.
And you do stuff like I use it for, like recording this or when I design shit.
Right, but
shit,
tonight,
like
only
that.
Tonight, though, it didn't seem to fucking want to work.
No, because it took us like an hour and a half almost trying to make two microphones work. Guess how many microphones we're using right now?
One.
Yeah.
With the one unplugged sitting next to us.
Sitting right next to us. I mean, we could pretend to use two.
Yeah. I mean, we're not able to really hear.
You know what I thought of? What? This has nothing to do with anyone that's listening. But
tangents are great.
You think it'd work better with headsets? Maybe it's these
Well,
mics.
That's what I was saying, because that guy was talking headsets. I know Kevin Smith, Scott Mosier use headsets. That's how they record
and
theirs.
I don't know if it helps. See, the ones he was using, each headset only had one input. Both of these mics require two inputs.
Oh.
And I'm wondering, because I could score cheap USB headsets at work. Or if those... Well, I don't... The problem is, with those, the USB is used as a power source. Not for the recording.
Oh, yeah, because it goes into our controllers.
Yeah.
So we'd have to get...
Even when you PC game in those directions, the little the pink plug that's not used there, that's used on a PC.
Oh. So I guess we just get, Mac-friendly PCs.
Or a couple
PCs.
Mac-friendly
headsets.
USB headsets. Which, I mean, if all else fails, we pick them up and then we just return them to Best Buy if it doesn't work.
Well, yeah. Good plan.
Try it.
Good plan.
Give it a shot next time.
So yeah, I don't know. I feel like it would be awesome. It'd be real. I mean, God, another console like on the market though.
I know.
Jesus Christ. Well, you and I have owned all three. Now we're just down. We're both just down to the Xbox and the PS3, mostly using the Xbox. But it's like, God, what would that be like? And what, like, you know, I would just. It would just blow your mind to be like another, like a new console coming out on the market. Like,
oh, I know.
You're part of that. You're part of a new thing. Like, I mean, I guess much like we were with the Xbox, but I wasn't an early supporter, basically, of
Xbox.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I was
PlayStation, but. But yeah, I mean, but that's just, fuck. What the fuck would that, well, there's the Apple
TV and
shit like
that. Well, it would throw everything off because for so many years now, well, since the original Xbox came out, it's been Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo. And anyone that's tried to be a contender amongst those has died. Sega doesn't have a console anymore. They tried.
Dreamcast tried their hardest. Dreamcast was... It had a strong start, and then just...
Loved the Dreamcast.
A lot of people did.
I loved the Genesis.
Yeah.
My grandparents had a Genesis in their basement that I played for days.
I remember playing a Genesis and loving
playing
it, too.
Sonic.
Jurassic
Fucking
Park.
I loved it.
I think I played Jurassic Park on a Genesis. I want to say maybe.
But it would really... It was awesome. It's just been those three for so long that if Apple and Valve came together... It would really throw like a kick into everything.
It is a roll of the dice at this point, though, I think. I mean, well, really at any point.
I'm pretty sure if they did it, it would be a digital-only console.
Yeah.
Because of Valve and having Steam.
Yep, and they would cling and a wall and then fucking
sure,
Apple and fucking
and iTunes. iTunes. It would be a disk drive-less console, guarantee
it. It would be pretty, I mean, it would be kind of a powerhouse that way.
They'd be the first one to do that.
But it's sounding like, you know, a lot of shit's going cloud storage at the very least. I think physical games are going to stick around a while longer. Because, I mean, I've seen polls and different things that
people
are just
like
people
them.
Still really like having that product in their hand. Which, I mean, you've always said that. I kind of feel the same way.
I would have a hard time adjusting to digital-only games. But if it happened, I mean, you'd get over it.
You go with the flow.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be...
I do like the idea of less.
I guess we'll see, because there was rumors of... Could you imagine how small a system would be without a disk drive? That's the main reason they're the size they are, because they have to fit a whole disk in there.
Well, yeah. You know, you got to work around that.
Well, take, for example, just the media streaming boxes, like a Roku or an Apple TV. Those are fucking tiny.
It would be like the size of a Wii.
Easy. Maybe smaller.
And then be way more powerful.
But there, I read that those two had met up, and then,
like, kind of hung
like
out
the
whatever.
Day later, Gabe knew what was like. That never happened. But they, who knows? Maybe it happened. Maybe it didn't.
Oh, think about all the speculation on new Xbox, you know, console and all that shit.
Well, there's already been
like,
an insane amount of speculation for each of them. I'm pretty sure they've said neither of them are being revealed at E3 this year.
No, that was a month or two ago. You and I both.
I'm pretty sure the only console they'll even mention at E3 will be the Wii U, and who fucking cares?
I'm with you on that one. I think I'm
not even gonna touch that.
I don't think so. I mean, Zelda, tempting if they make what they showed. Zelda game looked pretty. It really does look cool, but. Boy.
Last time I bought a Wii for one game.
Yeah, I mean, I owned it for a while, and I did. I played all through Twilight Princess and those two or three Resident Evil games or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I just don't think I can do it anymore.
No.
I mean, that Wii U is going to really have to turn shit around.
Well, and the thing that gets me is they're claiming, like, oh, it's this powerful and just as powerful as these and whatever.
Developers and are kind of staying away from it.
Is that, well, they've already, what was it? They announced Crysis 3, yeah. And they already announced today, they were like, we're not making it for the Wii U. Bunch of people are like, we're not going to even touch that.
Yeah. Aliens Colonial Marines was supposedly going to, I mean, they actually showed
the thing that I don't get is,
I don't think that's
if it's supposed to be as powerful, if not more powerful,
than an Xbox.
Than an Xbox or a PS3. How long has Nintendo had this technology? Why didn't they make it in the first place? It doesn't matter now. Those other two consoles already exist.
It was a bigger focus on control the motion thing. Yeah. I think that was
they were the first to do that. But then what sucks for them is they did that, and then Sony did their version, and then Microsoft was like, guess what? No controller. We just did that.
Well, Sony kind of was doing it, but Sony didn't really, like, put a lot into it.
No, they, like,
not nearly as much as
I think Sony just made the move to be like, yeah, we can do it too, not a big deal.
But they did do it first, but then Microsoft was like, well, we're going to do it, but we're going to actually really put emphasis on it.
And
I still would like to play Mass Effect 3 with that thing.
Kinect, I've heard Mass Effect 3 is fine with it. They're making Kinect controls for Skyrim.
Yell the shouts
into your
Kinect. I was going to check that out. I didn't read that article, but
sounds just retarded.
Yeah.
But I was talking to a guy at work.
I don't even know how to say half that shit.
I don't know. I was talking to a guy at work that got the Star Wars Xbox, which I still want really, really bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And there's a kid at work that would buy my Xbox from me if I decided to sell it. But I don't have the money for the Star Wars one. It's super tempting.
It's like $400, isn't it?
Yeah. But this guy at work has it, and he's been playing the Star Wars Kinect game, and he said it's actually pretty fun.
Really?
He was like, I'm in my room, and it's like, you need to force lift this box. And he's like, shit, yeah, I'm going to force lift it. And you, like, pull your hands out, and you're, like, lifting it up and shit.
Didn't we read shit that, or, like, you read stuff that sucked?
Yeah, all the big-time gaming websites have been shitting on it. But this guy, who I know is a diehard Star Wars fan, he was like, I'm just in my room fucking playing Jedi all day. It's rad. Mm.
Maybe it is cool. I don't know.
He mentioned the force thing. He was like, and you force push and you actually do it.
It'd be sweet if they got a little bit more
serious. I think it's more of a thing for, like, it's not an intense game. It's not directed towards core gamers or anything. But some of the stuff, it's for those, like, some of those Star Wars nerds where it's like, you've always wanted to force lift something or, you know, stuff like that.
You got tired of going up to an automatic door at the supermarket and waving your hand.
In front of it. Yeah.
Still sometimes do that. I like to.
So, but he was like, yeah, it's like, you force push this Crash Starfighter out of the way. And he's like, fuck yeah, I will. And he's just.
But think if they applied that to, like, Force Unleashed 3 or something. Like, put story to it, awesome graphics, and then, you know, because, I mean, it's doable.
The only thing that gets me on those games is, so, like, if you're force moving shit, whatever, granted, you don't need anything, you just use your hands. But if you're using a lightsaber, to me, it'd feel weird to do lightsaber moves without anything in my hand. To just move my hand like this, you know?
I say you should be able to do it both ways. If you're bold, you have, like, they make a stick. Or you just buy a lightsaber. You're just like...
Shit, they make a Kinect-friendly lightsaber that you could get.
Yeah.
There you go, Microsoft. There's more money for you.
Exactly.
People would fucking buy it. Oh, yeah. They would.
I'd be... Fuck that. I just, like, you know, why don't they, like, team up with... I don't think Kenner does the Star Wars toys anymore.
I think it's Hasbro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So team up with Hasbro. Do like that lightsaber you and Jenny bought me for my birthday that makes sounds and interacts with the game itself. Mm-hmm. Like, fucking do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's
$50 for that fucking thing. I'd buy the shit out of that. Yeah. Sold right here.
That'd be rad.
So, yeah. Valve, Apple. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to see what they would do. But, I mean, I think I'd be on board. I mean, hard to say how much it would cost.
It'd be expensive if it's an app.
The other thing,
could you pay for the name?
I read some article about, like, there's speculation, even, like, that Sony's not necessarily going under, but I don't know if they're going to be in the console race much longer.
Are they going to drop out before PS4 comes out?
I don't even know. I did this guy.
Are they going to succumb to Microsoft?
The article I read didn't, like, one of the CEOs was, like, not optimistic.
They aren't doing good.
No, I don't think they are either. I mean, even me, who's like been diehard, I held out for a long time. And I think you kind of did too, but like, I mean, you
held out longer than I did.
Oh, way much so. You're the reason I have an Xbox.
And I was like, oh, Microsoft.
You are. You're the reason I have an Xbox.
I no longer own a PC.
Yeah.
I don't think I own anything Microsoft other than my Xbox.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, that's one of the only things Microsoft's done right.
Mm-hmm.
But god damn, do they know how to make a game console.
They really dialed in.
Microsoft should just fucking quit with Windows. Just give the computer game to Apple. Just say, here you go. And just focus on gaming, because that's all they're really good at.
Yep, agreed.
Which, it was so... I remember when the Xbox came out, because everyone was like, okay, the Windows guys are making a game console? What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then they made it, and everyone was like, oh, this is super awesome.
Wouldn't it be interesting if Halo didn't exist?
If Halo hadn't been one of the launch titles with the first Xbox, it wouldn't be what it is now.
It's really hard to say.
Because everyone I don't know if that's actually true or not, but a lot of people are like, Halo is what made the Xbox what it is. Halo's not as big as it used to be. It's still a big deal
when it comes to Xboxes. Yeah, yeah.
But not like it was back in the day, because it was so, there was so much about it. Like, one of the first, it wasn't one of the first first-person shooters.
But the shooters,
like Doom.
But this shooter had, like, a really compelling story.
But the first
story
one to, like, do it right.
Yeah.
And have a good story and do multiplayer and shit like that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I remember LAN parties, and I was like, mm-hmm. Fuck that. I scoffed at it. That was when when I was all about, like, the only multiplayer gaming I think I did was maybe, like, 007 on the N64 and Mario Kart. Mario Kart was
GoldenEye,
the shit, too.
I think Doom might have been one of the first first-person shooters.
Yeah.
The first Doom.
Yeah. So, anyway, the other thing, and I'm sure you read this too, Prey 2, not canceled.
I had heard it was canceled, and they were like,
yeah.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Not happy. They were talking about the fact, and we're not even, like, fucking talking about what any of this shit, well, Prey 2 is just, it's this game. It's cool.
All I've seen is that one trailer, and like, oh, yes, please.
It's a sequel to this game I've never played, but I could give a fuck. But this one looks awesome. You play this U.S. Marshal that gets scooped up on an airplane and taken to this alien planet, and you lose your memory. You still, like, have your badge and stuff, but, like, you basically become a bounty hunter, an alien bounty hunter, and you'd, like, take to it like a fucking, you know, duck to water, I guess.
Yeah,
kick lots of ass. Watch the trailer. Check it out. Prey 2. It's got a Johnny Cash song to it. Fucking rad. Really
That's
good.
Sweet. I saw it was canceled, and I was like, oh.
Really?
And
yeah.
Like, just kidding, not canceled.
I still wish it was coming out this year, though.
It's
like that.
Expect to next year.
Mm-hmm.
Game Informer released an article tonight that
there was maybe a strike.
Well, yeah, that's why
they were saying they were unsatisfied. They were like, we're unsatisfied with the way development's going, but then it came out later that, like, there was maybe a strike.
But the list of games that have been canceled during this current generation of consoles, and
unreal.
It was a giant list.
I wonder why
like
that is.
Four pages of games.
I would say, you know, if I had to speculate, I would say, I mean, probably budgets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, budgets of games get bigger and bigger.
There's not as many studios anymore. Like, there's still small studios and stuff, but it's hard to compete with the bigger studios.
What, you know, it's funny when those studios that are big now, that started out, like, we employed, like, 12 people, and we made all these blockbuster games,
Dude,
and then now there's,
like
over 100.
When Activision wasn't shit.
Oh, yeah.
No one gave two fucks about Activision.
Yeah.
They made shit games back in the day. I still don't like any of the games they make.
No,
but
they don't really.
Because I don't like Call of Duty. But
Cock of Duty, modern gay fuck stupid.
Speaking of Call of Duty, they're like, supposedly they're announcing the next Call
Black
of Duty
Black Ops
game
with dinosaurs?
In Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh my god.
On May 1st, yeah, they're making a huge deal out of it, and there's rumors,
yes,
that it's going to launch on the same day as Halo 4.
What?
Call of Duty's going to try to go up against Halo.
Who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
Chivo.
A manager at work that's a big gamer told me that, and I was like, cool, well, not buying Call of Duty.
Good fucking luck.
And he was like, me neither. Him and I both hate Call of Duty and love Halo.
Yeah, I love Halo too.
But I was like, okay, Call of Duty. Last year, I'm pretty sure they released Modern Warfare 3 the same day or close to Battlefield 3. Whatever, go up against Battlefield. They haven't been around as long as
Well, it's kind of the same deal. Same kind of thing.
But you're going to try to go up against Halo? Really? Come on.
Not smart.
Guess who's going to buy more? Guess which system's going to sell more game copies that day? The PlayStation, because they can't buy Halo.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, you know, and I don't know how true it is, but that's another reason that supposedly, or that speculation, I don't know, that Ghost Recon Future Soldier delayed their release at one point because the original release date, one of the original release dates,
pushed so many times.
Was due to the fact that there were too many other, like, shooters and, like, war shooters and stuff going on. So they were like,
a ton of competition.
Yeah, yeah.
Which makes sense, because that's not as big of a title as some of those other ones. Yeah. I heard that, and I was like, really, you're going to go up against Halo? Cool. Well, fuck you, Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. I still haven't pre-ordered Halo 4, but that's because I'm waiting for them to announce the special editions.
Right. I don't know if I'll get, like, a special edition, but...
I am, because I regret not getting one with Reach.
There was a couple with Reach, wasn't there?
They do, normally with Halo games, they didn't do it with ODST, but they did it with 3. They release a console. Mm-hmm. The past two Halo, big Halos, they released a console, a Hardened Edition, and a Legendary Edition. Don't remember the Hardened Edition for 3, but there was a console, and the Legendary, you got a Master Chief helmet.
Oh, that's right. I've
seen that thing. With Reach, they released a console, the Hardened Edition, which came with a bunch of extra crap, and then the Legendary, which was the statue.
Still wish we had the Reach controller.
I know. I always meant to buy one.
I know. I kind of want to.
If they release a Halo 4 controller, I'm buying it for sure.
Yeah.
I'm tempted. It depends on how much it is. I'm definitely going to get the Halo 4 Hardened Edition if they announce it. But if it wasn't an insanely priced item, I would consider pre-ordering the Legendary. Because if they announced it with enough time before the game coming out, I could easily pay it off.
Oh, yeah. I could have Ghost Recon paid off by now, and that's only a $60 game that I just
put that fucking... like $10 on it as well.
Yeah. That was all I kind of wrote down for topics. I think there was some other stuff, though, that came up that I wanted to talk about, but... I think she was like 20 or something like that. But anyway, nobody fucking in there. So it's pretty easy to like make your rounds and be like, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? You know, everything good.
Well, generally you walk in there with Greg or Steve and you're already a big deal.
Well, that's just it. First ordered our drinks. She goes, I don't need to see your ID. Points at Greg, says, sorry, I need to see yours. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Handed her my ID. And that was Greg's thing. He was like, she fucking obviously knew who I was. I go in there all the time, and, like, you'd think you'd give me service because I'm a big deal, duh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Even the other night, Jenny and I went there and got dinner, And
you were recognized?
Yeah, a waitress that had helped us before knew us. She's like, oh, you guys are fine.
Oh, like what, even when I went with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Recognize me, or recognize both of us.
Yeah, I even I get recognized there now. Yeah, and I don't even go there that often.
No, not nearly as
just
often.
Just the fact, I think that they know, Greg, you know, Steve. Greg and Steve.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, knew, basically, who are of Greg, or that he was a regular, at least, recognized that he was a regular. Anyway, so had to ask for the box. So, little pop quiz hot shot.
Yeah.
What happens when... So, you've never been a waiter or anything, but it's not...
Never.
Not
no quantum, food service
not,
experience.
Not quantum physics, though. You've eaten enough restaurants, am I right?
Yeah.
So, if I were, let's say, I'm at a table, I'm a patron, a paying patron, and I finished my meal, but there's some left on my plate. I'm either going to... Two things are going to happen. Either I'm going to say... can I get a box? Or you're going to say, do you need a box? Right? So, if I've asked for a box, or you've asked me for a box, and I said yes, what does that mean?
You want a box?
Right? Yeah. But then what is that? What follows the box?
I should go get a box?
No.
Oh.
God damn it. Shit. You totally haven't done this. Okay, so, I'm done with my meal.
Yeah.
I want a box.
Okay.
I want to box it up.
So, I
take it home.
A box.
I put it in.
Uh-huh.
What are you probably going to bring with the box?
The check.
Exactly.
Okay.
Guess what didn't happen?
Oh, they didn't bring the check with it?
She didn't bring the check. She's right at the fucking bar. We sat at the bar.
Yeah. No, the computer's right behind you.
Greg was like, oh my God. Like, he was, this is like Greg's play-by-play in his head. He's like, brings us the box. We box up the wings or whatever. She turns and talks to us or whatever. And then she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm a craziness right now. Like, I was supposed to open, but I closed, and blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry for having to listen to my antics, and I said, all Greg style, I was like, yeah, I've been trying not to listen to you all night. I'm trying, or something like that. She totally, over her head, didn't get it. Greg heard it, laughed. Dude that she knew fucking was laughing. He's like, fuck, right? That was, like, his thing. I was like, yeah, I've been trying to ignore you all night. Anyway... She, like, turns around and then turns back. And, like, as she turns around, like, facing the register, Greg thought, oh, cool, she's going to get our tab. And then fucking turns back to face us, no tab. Greg's like, you did not just fucking do that. Like, she fucking... So, finally, Greg was so happy that I was like, can we get the tab? Can we get the check? She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, you don't want to stay here all night? Blah, blah, blah. And we were like... only if it means we get free drinks and our meal's free. She's like, oh, nothing's free here. Unless it's your birthday. I was like, well, that's a load of shit. I just looked straight. I was like, well, that's a load of shit. Because I brought a lady friend here a couple years ago for her birthday, and nothing was free. She's like, oh, really? Well, usually that's...
Nothing was free on my birthday either.
Well, it was, but not...
For me, it was
not
free.
Not on Dave's tab.
No.
Not on Dave's ticket.
FD didn't pay for it.
FD didn't pay for nothing.
You didn't pay for shit.
No. But yeah, it was the worst service ever.
That
like, she
sucks.
Didn't check on us, none of this, no fucking,
usually
like,
Dave's has super
house
service
of food.
Too.
Especially when you're with Greg.
Yeah.
Or Steve.
Yeah.
Or both of them.
I've gone in there before, and just
shit,
the fact,
you could be with Scott.
Just the fact
Steve's
that
dad.
I said hi to Scott because he was in there, I got excellent service. Which I felt bad the last time I went to Dave's. I didn't notice he was at the bar.
Oh.
He didn't see me when he left, but he left, and I looked, and I was like, fuck, that was Scott.
Damn it.
I know.
Love Scott.
I know.
Yeah, worst service, though. I mean, it was terrible.
Sucks.
Like, and she was really fucking annoying. Like, Greg and I, like, kind of, we chatted and stuff and whatnot, but after a while, I think we were both so annoyed and livid, we just wanted to leave. We didn't, like, kind of talk to each other for, there was,
like,
a moment where
we just need to finish and get out of here.
Yeah, like, fucking, we were sitting there, both of us, just like, wow, I'm super fine. And then we started to kind of bitch amongst ourselves, like, fucking, god damn it. Is she gonna, like, let us pay her? I was like, I told Greg, I was like, straight up, I was like, we could probably fucking get up and leave right now, and she wouldn't notice, and we could get a free fucking meal. Like, we don't have to pay.
Yeah.
Because she obviously doesn't give a fuck.
She's not paying for you.
There's, like, a total of maybe two, like, no... 3 to 4 people in the dining room, and there was those other waitresses passing by, not fucking checking on us at all. But I guess it's, hey, fuck you. I'm not in the bar tonight.
I'm not the bartender
serving
tonight.
Oh, and this other bartender girl didn't fucking see us at all. Like, fucking didn't want anything to do with us. Didn't want to speak to us, let alone
weird.
It was bad. It was like, I mean, Greg was like, that's the worst service I've ever got. I was like, dude, that's the worst service I've ever gotten with you.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's like, weird. That's unheard
you
of.
You might get bad service at Dave's, like, here or there, but if you're...
But it's not that bad. Yeah. It's like fucking subpar. I mean, yeah. But it's like, it was crazy. But knowing that place is tipped off.
I've never heard of it.
And then I told Greg, bad. I was like, I'm paying. He's like, oh, you know, I was like, no, I'm paying. Because I'm going to enjoy fucking not tipping this bitch. I didn't. I wrote fucking zeros in that fucking tip line.
Good.
Oh, yeah, I did. It felt fucking good. But then I was like, somebody was saying, like, you should have just left the penny. That sends more of a message. I was like, how is, I mean, that's something. What sends more of a message than fucking three zeros?
Well, there's, what's weird is I've talked to people that, have said that they're like, if you want, because I've talked about, like, well, if I have shitty service or something, I won't tip. And they're like, you want to do something more fucked up? Tip them change. Or an awkward amount of change. That's what Marcus's little brother's favorite
like
thing.
Like 37 do. Cents yeah. or something.
He was like, sometimes if I get shitty service, I'll tip like 64 cents or something like that.
That's awesome.
Because then they have to count out that awkward
and amount. And they're like, are you fucking kidding me? 64 yeah. cents? Yeah, that makes sense. Huh?
Because zero, they don't do it. They're like, oh, cool, I didn't get tipped. And then, but the fact that you took the time to write down a fucking weird amount of change, that's it's funny. Like, oh, and then they have to count that out of the register for themselves that night. It's like, cool, I got 87 cents.
That's totally what I should have done. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start doing that. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Yep. Or like,
yeah.
Like 20.
Oh, God, she was fucking terrible. And annoying as fuck.
Well, and like, his thing, too, was like, make annoying. It so they have to take as many different types of coins out of the register as possible. He was like, don't do, like, 26 cents, because that's a quarter of a penny. But he was like, if you do, like 33 cents, for example, you gotta, that's, yeah. like, a quarter of a nickel and 3 pennies.
Yeah.
The more change they have to pull out to make their tip, the better.
Yeah.
And I was like,
And then what do they do that with that besides put it in their fucking coin purse
exactly.
or their car or something?
Yeah. That's thrown in their cup holder
that's a
or
good,
something.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. It still felt good to write all zeros and be like, oh, yeah. Yep, you get a zero for this exercise for the day. But yeah, no, terrible, terrible experience. Food was good, but terrible. Terrible.
That's just terrible.
Just terrible, Charles Barkley style. Yeah, so, 20-piece nuggets are back for $4.99 at Mickey D's. I mean, 20-piece nuggets... are always around.
Yeah. For
and then, so Greg and I had lunch today at Mickey D's.
You need to get some of those.
Yeah. He had to help me. Like, I was telling him.
Like, I can mow.
I was like, I couldn't do it.
Like crazy.
I couldn't do it. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. I'm weird that way. But I was like telling him, I was comparing it to like the scene in Aliens where one of the colonists is all cocooned up and they're like, kill me. And I'm like, help me finish these nuggets. But yeah, so he had to help me, but no, but what was it? I texted him later, I was like, I feel like I have to take a 20-piece dump. I was like, oh, I don't feel good. I feel like a bad person.
Well, yeah, after you eat that amount of nuggets, you're like, I hate myself. Kind of like, you know what I haven't had in a while, but I thought about
it. Greg tried to tell me they were good for me, and I was like, dude, well, that's an outright lie.
I need to get a Monster Burger.
Oh, fudge. I
haven't had one of those in forever.
God. There's, like, no good time to do that either. You
no.
Can, I mean, there's even if no, you're hungriest.
There's no... What you need to do is it has to be your day off.
So you can have the whole day to recover. It's like drinking all night and then the day
so
after.
You need to dedicate the whole day to
yeah.
that Monster Burger.
Yeah.
Because you're going to eat it and then you're going to need to go into seclusion for a while.
Yeah.
For at least the rest of the day.
Every now and again, turn your like, phone off. On your way out of the in and out of the bathroom, you might look in the mirror and tell yourself you're a piece of shit. Like
you have nothing nice to say to yourself after eating one of those.
And you kind of don't make it through all your fries. I mean, if you didn't make it through...
That's fucked up as I always do.
Do you?
I eat
like,
that large fry.
See, like...
They discount it for you, which is the fuck part. They're like, oh, if you get a large fry with your Monster Burger, it's only like 60 cents. And you're like, well, fuck, of course I'm going to do that.
I'm saving money right now while getting fat. Yeah, no, those Monster Burgers are fucking awesome.
Dude, speaking of... food. So I went to Subway on my lunch break tonight at work, and I had to wait behind a lady that ordered 5 subs.
Ooh.
And I spent almost my entire lunch break waiting in line at Subway. That sucked.
And there's part of
you. I almost was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, that's what I was just about to say. There's part of you that's this close to being like, you're fucked up, and then turn around and leave.
Well, because she's like, I need two sandwiches. And I was like, whatever, two sandwiches.
First of all, you need to act
like And then the Subway guy's like, okay, is that it? She goes, no, I need three more. And I almost was like, fuck, really? You need five sandwiches right now, and they all have to be footlongs. Really? How much? Who's that?
Okay.
Who is that Subway for? No one's with you right now. You're by yourself.
Now, there is always that person that gets sent
I
on
don't
a.
Know.
No, I think it's me. There's always that person that gets sent on, like.
And what blew my mind the quest is she didn't have a list. Stuff. She had it all mentally.
Was she fat?
No. Super weird.
Unattractive?
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
That's it. There's got to be something wrong with her physically for her to have some abnormal. Yeah. Like to remember something. Like, fuck, I could tell you. And you know, like, the subs I get like nothing online. Yeah. And you'd be like, oh, shoot. He likes.
I can't even remember what I like on Subway half the time.
Peppercinis, pepper jack cheese, lots of oil and vinegar, salt, pepper mix. And then get this, and I'm like, what the fuck did you get me, you moron? Oh! Should have had the fucking weird looking lady get five sandwiches doing.
Well, and on the plus side, this is the first time I'd eaten at that Subway in a while, and it was actually good.
Hey, good combo. Complain.
I should complain.
And you'll get
two free sandwiches.
Fucking free 6 inches.
I should do that.
Equal to, comparable to 1 foot long.
Should really sandwich. That. Are there other places that have, like other restaurants that have surveys? Like, could I complain at Burger King
all
and get,
I,
like, free burgers?
Probably. All I did was go online, because, like, they don't... You get the receipts, and it's not like Best Buy or Target, where you're, like, type in the code or GameStop, you know, whatever, where, like, you know, it's got all that on there. I mean, you still have to go to the website, but it doesn't advertise it. Like, Subway, I mean, not that I had to do a bunch of digging, but I just was like... contact us, like, tell us, you know, and then I had to, you know, kind of follow the prompts from there, but, well, I got to the bottom, and I didn't give a fuck who was at the top, and it turned out, came out on top.
Lombardi, whatever.
Oh, yeah, he's like, I'm so sorry this happened to you.
Here's free celebrate.
Please don't talk smack about our restaurant's franchise. What?
Something awesome happened today.
Riley just pulled a rabbit out of his hat.
So checked my Facebook this morning when I woke up.
Oh, boy.
Portlandia posted a picture.
Yeah.
Rogue makes a Portlandia beer.
Get right.
I shit you not.
Wonder how it tastes.
Saw a picture of it. No idea. But it was the bottle. It had one of the birds from the
Rogue is Portland based.
Yeah. All the good special edition Rogues are only in Portland. And it said Portlandia. Told Tom about it. And Todd.
Well, Todd brought home the
Boo Donuts.
That
had
not
real
good.
Bacon in it.
Not good.
Fucked up. Yeah. But.
Not good at all.
Told Tom about the Portlandia Rogue. Gonna have to remind him. But apparently, his sister's visiting next month.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I should ask her to bring some. Because she lives there.
She probably would.
And I told him, I was like, tell her. Because I want to know what it tastes like. Probably amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they posted, it was at like 9 a.m.
Portland.
Which is 8 a.m. Portland time. And it was like, it's never too early for one of these. And then it said, like, at Rogue Brewery. And showed a Portlandia beer.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome.
Yeah. I got a huge boner.
That's fucking sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that's like.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of flavor it would have. That's what I kind of thought.
Yeah.
It's like, what kind of flavor do you give a Portlandia beer?
There's no flavor for, like, silly or weird.
No, I made a joke to Tom. I was like, I wonder if it tastes hilarious.
Well, I mean, I guess put bacon in beer and it's weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was
beer
weird.
Wasn't good.
What else has been happening? Felt like I watched a movie. Felt like we've been to the movies.
I watched American Reunion.
I know. Because, Carly saw the, she found your ticket. It somehow, I think I saw it on the front, like, porch.
How did the ticket fall and out of like, my pocket? And
it,
like,
the wind blew it into the house.
She found it. Or it must have been in my pocket.
And then I get a text that says, how is American Wedding on Saturday night, or American Reunion on Saturday night? And I was like...
Didn't go.
I was like, what? I don't know. And she was like, didn't you go to a movie? I was like, no.
No, that was mine. Sorry. She was
like, whose is it? And I was like, Riley would be my best guess, because he went to a movie.
Yeah, Jenny and I went and saw it.
And she's like, how would I get out of his pocket? I don't know, he fucking pulled his phone out?
I probably pulled it out, and it fell out.
Yeah.
I was probably wearing the same shorts from the day before. Yeah, because it was the day right before.
Classic move that I would, yeah. So, yeah.
I'm glad you got blamed immediately.
Like I lied or something, I don't know. Like
you went to a secret movie?
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch American
because that night, like, I ended up at Greg's, and then I tell you, and you're like, oh, we're going to a movie. I was like, well, fuck, that was my fun.
Yeah.
No, I was still fun at their house.
We went to Dave's at night.
Was it good?
It's all right.
It's good, yeah.
I wanted to, didn't get to go to the movie that I wanted to go to. But
which was?
Whatever. I wanted to go see Lockout really bad.
Lockout?
Yeah.
Describe to me that.
The previews have, and the reviews have all said it's like Blade Runner meets,
Guy Pearce?
Yeah, Guy Pearce is in it, yeah.
It reminded me of, kind of reminded me of, like, Mass Effect 2.
It's supposed to be amazing.
Like, when you go to that prison that's in space.
Yeah, it's supposed to be awesome. That's what I want to see. That or Cabin in the Woods. I just don't want
to
see that.
Let's go to Cabin in the Woods soon.
Because it's supposed to be awesome. Because you and
I, let's get Todd to... go and if he hasn't really. Oh did he like
him
it
him and Holly went to it because they invited Jenny and I and then we ended up not going because I was in a bad mood that night.
Oh yeah, so I think I remember you telling me about that
because I had been moving all day and
I'm grumpy and I don't out, fucking want by the way anything.
I didn't have food poisoning.
Yeah, you had the flu. Yeah, you told me you had the flu. You were like, I'm sick for more days.
Yeah, I was like, oh, food poisoning is not supposed to last 5 days. Mm-hmm. It's the flu. And someone at work was like, did you have a fever most of the time? I was like, yeah, I did. And they go, you never get a fever with food poisoning.
No, you just puke.
I
was
like, oh, shit, I had the flu.
Uber sick.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. For a while, you probably weren't paying attention. You're like, I'm just puking.
Yeah.
Constantly. Like, cool,
I'm throwing up.
This is fun.
Love puking.
Yeah, it's a blast.
But no, American Reunion was decent. It was the thing, the one downside to it, though, is it was a bunch of the same type of jokes from the earlier ones.
Yeah.
But it didn't work as well with them the age they are. Like, instead of Stifler being hilarious with the things he said and did, he was just creepy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're how old, bro? I mean, and you're still acting like
that? That was probably the point, I'm sure, but...
The one thing that I liked is it was cool to see what everyone's doing now.
Yeah.
They've been at a high school for, I think it was their 13-year high school reunion because the high school fucked up and missed the 10-year. So it was the 13-year reunion. But it was interesting to see, like, what everyone was up to.
Well, it's
the
good.
Jobs they had.
But you need to build on that a little bit more and develop maybe more of a story. I don't know.
There was some funny parts, but...
Yeah, but nothing you were like...
You know, I liked the first American Pie, but I've never been a giant fan of those movies.
Let's go see Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Because that looks like a
It's
trip.
Supposed to be awesome, and it's like also you were saying, hilarious.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me, is that you had heard that it was, like, campy, but... Not, like, overly...
Yeah, not, like, super cheesy.
It's, like, satire is what you were saying.
Yeah, it's a satire. Like, it's a horror satire.
Which looks good. Yeah. It does look fucking good.
I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah. It's, like fucking Resident Evil meets, like, Cabin Fever.
Speaking of Resident Evil, apparently the creator of Resident Evil is going to make one last game, and then he's done.
Weird.
Apparently it's a non-Resident Evil title he's working on.
What are you going to do?
It's still a survival horror game. I read that tonight.
Huh.
Which I was like, okay, really?
Any other deets? Any tips? Any tips? I've been trying to come up a little bit. Any tips? What? Any tips?
Anything else?
Oh, man. I've been wanting to watch Tropic Thunder lately. Yeah, I don't know.
A long time.
Prometheus looks awesome. Can't wait. The summer, I think it's going to be good summer movies.
There was, when we went to the movies, I walked past 4 summer movies that I wanted to see. Mm. There was the new Spider-Man.
Yes.
Prometheus.
Ditto.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. And I'll probably go see the Avengers. But I heard Hawkeye's barely in it, which super bums me out.
Well, you, from since day one,
the trailers
you've always been bitching about. Like, I was like, okay,
cool, there's 2 seconds.
Show Hawkeye. 5 seconds of Hawkeye, you fucking cunts.
But then we need to show Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor all fucking scissoring the whole time. The Avengers is more than three people.
And I,
excuse you, Marvel.
I see Scarlett Johansson, I just get bitter.
Yeah.
And well, you know why.
I think she'll,
you know why.
I don't. Do I?
Breast reduction.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about
slapping that. Slapping God in the face.
I think she makes a good Black Widow, though.
I don't know a thing about that character.
Okay. Well, she makes
a good makes a great Scarlett Johansson when she has boobs and she's voluptuous.
The thing
and
that pisses me off, too, so love Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man.
Oh, my God.
I liked...
Unreal.
I can't think of his name right now, but the guy that played Iron Man. I liked him. I love that Samuel Jackson is being Nick Fury. Chris Evans.
Robert Downey Jr.?
No, he was Iron Man.
I know.
America.
Oh. I thought you said...
So, like, I might have said Iron Man twice.
Yeah, I think this is what you said. I think this is literally the breakdown. First of all, love Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Second of all, love the guy who plays Iron Man.
Can't think of his name. Captain America.
And then you're like, Chris Evans is Iron Man. Or is... Captain America.
You're like, hold up.
What the fuck? Anyways, I'm with you.
Samuel Jackson is Nick Fury.
Yes.
Pissed that they picked a new guy for the Eric Bana, really, guys, for the Hulk?
No, not Eric Bana.
It's Eric. A Bana, isn't it?
No. He was in the first movie. Then it was...
Or it was Eric Bana. Then it was Edward Norton.
Edward Norton.
That Hulk was rad.
He was great.
Should have been Edward Norton again.
I would almost
fuck
buy.
If they didn't.
That one.
It's so fucked up that they didn't make him the Hulk in the event. Who the fuck is playing Hulk in the event?
It was either you or somebody else that told me he wanted to do it.
Well, he was petitioning for it.
He was like, I really want to keep playing the Hulk.
It makes no sense to have a third guy play the Hulk.
It's, I can't think of his name. He was in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
All I know is I'm mad at him. That's all I know.
He'll be okay.
But yeah, I'm pissed that Hawkeye's barely in it. I fucking love Hawkeye.
And he's like, you need to come with us, Dr. Banner. And if I say no, if you say no, you should have fucking said no to this part because it belongs to Edward Norton. You son of a bitch. Damn it. Good enough.
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah,
don't do that part. It's for Edward Norton.
It is for him.
It's for him.
That was really good. And then you had Liv Tyler.
And oh, yeah.
Forget about it.
So I forgot she's in that movie.
Yeah. And William Hurt.
Yeah.
He was good. Not that Sam Elliott was bad in the first one, but...
So Sam Elliott was the first Hulk.
What?
What are you talking about, Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott was, like, the daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Of the, like, chick that...
Yeah. My bad.
Bruce Banner.
Because it was Eric Bana in the first one, right?
Yeah, Eric Bana.
Who's playing the new Hulk?
Give me a sec. I can't ever think of his name. I know him from some stuff. Like, he's been...
Your phone's gonna die.
It's alright, I got this.
Celtics won tonight.
Booyah!
Just to throw that out there.
Avengers. Are you sure Hawkeye's not in that much of it?
Well, that's
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh.
Mark Ruffalo. Okay, that's not Mark Ruffalo. Okay, there he is. He's Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind, of course, Zodiac, Collateral. I don't remember him in Collateral.
I do remember him in Zodiac, though.
Yeah? You actually watched that?
Yeah, it sucked!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shutter Island?
Yeah. I remember him that, too.
Oh, he was the boyfriend in Where the Wild Things Are.
Never saw that.
Oh, that's very good. You should watch it. I'm trying to think of something.
Seen Reservoir Dogs up? That just said there's no way. Reservoir's something else. Reservoir Road.
Reservation Road.
Reservation? I can't read.
13
going on 30.
Yep. Wind Talkers?
I don't know what that is.
I remember in Wind Talkers. It's about those, they were using Navajo Indian to communicate. Cause
The
Japanese
like
were breaking. The Japanese were breaking every code we threw at them. The
fucking Japs.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And so they started speaking Navajo, and they couldn't fucking, it like threw them for
like
a loop.
Oh, what do you say?
What? There it is. That's why you didn't start talking like that when we started talking about Nintendo. Ah, we're going to make
make a console so good.
Powerful.
Pop, it make shrimp. You get everybody that buy a Wii U get 20 shrimp.
That's. I'm not sure how many shrimp that is. I mean, I know it's 20, but like the size. I mean, you're not really very specific. You still haven't even told me what the Wii U does besides.
You want the Wii U?
No, I want an Xbox.
No, you get that. We make Wii U Halo.
You must. Powerful console.
We promise you Halo.
All right. No, that's it for Xbox.
Nintendo, you guys don't have the rest.
No, it on Wii U.
It come on Wii U. It come on Wii U.
It Wii U now. It, we know.
We
know it's not on the Wii U because Wii U. We know it's on the Xbox.
The Wii U, do your math homework. No. So, well, that's tempting, I guess. I mean, I hate doing my own math homework.
I suck at algebra. No, but I'd rather game on something that doesn't suck.
It only does geometry.
It only does geometry?
You don't, and you get the shrimp.
I don't take geometry, and I'm allergic to shellfish. So, that strikes 2 and 3 right there, Buster Brown.
Done with that. So, the funny thing that I remember...
Oh, yeah, what were you talking about?
...was that, so, it's still a work in progress, but Jenny is attempting...
Yes.
...to help me become a responsible adult. And she's helping me make a budget.
Oh, God.
For my money, because
I have a feeling this conversation is about to take a hard right turn.
I'm really bad at managing my money.
Okay? Yeah, we know.
Real horrible at it.
I'm no better. Terrible. I'm not that much better.
But the funny part is she's asking me, like, well, what do you need money for? And she's making categories, okay?
Is there a fun one?
Yes, there's an entertainment category.
Is just entertainment? Because that's movies.
Well, there was the entertainment category was for movies and video games.
What about drinking?
Well, that had its own category.
Oh, very good.
There was a booze category.
Oh, excellent.
And the greatest part was she laughed when she said it. She's like, do we need to make you a category for beer? And I thought for a second. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
We need a beer category. So my budget has a whole category dedicated to alcohol.
Oh, my God. And how much goes into that budget? Do we have numbers?
There's numbers. I don't remember them.
God forbid. You're already fucking failed.
I already failed because I can't remember them.
I think it's $5 for food, $20 a piece for bills, $200 for video entertainment, and $60 for booze.
Well, I told her, I was like, it all varies on how much beer I buy at the house, how often I go to the bar.
Yeah.
There's a lot of variables involved in this. That conversation just actually ended up in an argument, and then we stopped making the budget.
So you don't really have a budget.
It's a work in
progress. It's still in development.
It's under development. It's in the beta stages.
Well, it's like, I'm lucky I have, like, a mother that, like, like, she even...
monitors your bank account.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, not, like, 24/7, but she did email me. She's like, I overdrew, like, my insurance overdrew my savings. Like, you never overdraw your savings. But for some reason... that's where my car insurance comes out of. And it overdrew, and then mom's like, you better put $27.50 on your insurance. And I was like, okay. And then I go in there to do it, and I'm like, great, it overdrew. And then I couldn't do it from my phone. And I called her. I was like, so mom, if you know that I need to pay that, and you see it's overdrawn, if you know I've got the funds, regardless of what you think may or may not be coming out, just put the fucking money in there.
Just
click.
Just hang up on her. Well, and then with the budget thing...
Right now, you're my banker, not my mother, and I need you to do my fucking banking.
Tom had a good point today, and I was talking to him about it. He's like... He goes, one thing that I did when I was running out of budget is you take and you put the amount... You figure how much money you're going to need for all your bills on that check, and you keep that aside. And then the rest of the money that's left over... He was like, you pull it out as cash. And then when it's gone, it's gone. He was like, that's how you learn the hard way. And I thought about it, and I was like, that's actually a super good idea.
It is, and I've been meaning to do that, like take out like certain amounts of money, like when I first get paid, and be like, so it's like...
Because the thing that gets me in trouble is my debit card.
Yeah,
because it's not physically there.
Yeah, you don't see it. Yeah, so I mean, I don't fucking budget. I mean,
I need to.
I have a dollar, I spend two.
Right?
That's how we are.
My problem is, I'm like, okay, so that's $50 and I have 10. So I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
It's like, that doesn't make any sense. You just spent $40 that you don't have. How does that... The logic with money makes no sense in my head.
Do you know how math works?
Yeah, I'm really bad at math, apparently.
No,
and what's the most messed up part of it all, or it's ironic,
yes,
is my job, major responsibilities are money management.
Well, you know, it's not that you're fucking stupid with math or anything.
I'm actually fairly good at math.
Here's what it is. And same with me. I mean, I am bad at math, actually, but... The thing is about us, we just don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm an impulse buyer. That's my problem.
Well, I kind of got you on the bad. You were on the straight
and narrow. I was on the straight, and then you were like, you don't really have the money for that, so it's fine. It's fine. Just, you'll deal with it later.
Well, what about
just
electric?
Push it to the side.
And what about cable? The cable bill? I didn't pay it for 3 months, and they didn't say shit. You're like,
you could use that same
really?
Thing and go buy this.
Your eyes got like a, really?
Like,
are
no
you
way?
Fucking serious? Like, yeah, let's go buy your Xbox.
I'm like, okay. And the next thing I know, I'm like, cool, so the cable's going to get turned off tomorrow, and neither of us have money.
Nah.
And then, yeah, the cable got turned off, so.
Like once, did it?
Yeah, it got turned off at least once.
At the old house?
At the last apartment.
I don't remember that.
Took care of it.
Oh, yeah,
told
you kind of saved it a lot with, like, you pay your half. It's just enough.
Like,
just enough to shut them up. And you're like, you owe $2,000. I'm like, what? Just kidding. It's like $200, but you really need to pay
your
half.
Well, because any time a bill would happen is I would pay like $30 or $50 like I'm supposed to. And I'd be like, so you owe $400 in bills right now.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know if Leroy said something because, like, of us parting ways and shit, not living together anyway. Leroy said, you and Riley are the first set of friends that I've helped move that, like, parted on good terms. I was like,
well, everyone that I said I was moving out, they're like, oh, what happened? Nothing.
I know, Justin
I
at
just
the fire,
to by myself,
that night you were sick, Justin at the fire was like, what's going on with you and Riley? I was like, nothing. It's like, well, you guys are usually, like, shoulder to shoulder. Like, but I was like, I don't know, he doesn't feel good, and I think he's going to go home. I was like, he's fine. I mean, we're fine.
It's like at Ryan's birthday party, Todd's mom was like, well, you showed up at different times. It's like, cool, guys, we're allowed to not be together.
God. Jesus. I guess we just were for so long.
Well, we lived together and we're around each other all the time for so long.
Well,
we
really were, like, I mean, inseparable, like, for a long time.
Well, and it was like we've always said someone would call me, and if they couldn't get a hold of me, they'd call you and be like, do you know where Riley is? Or they couldn't get a hold of you, they'd call me. Do you know where Coulter is?
Like, sometimes we were like, no.
No.
Other times it's like, yeah, he's doing this.
Yeah. Or people would ask me sometimes,
why don't you fucking calm down? He's got a job.
Do you know how Coulter works on this day? And I'm like, why would you assume that I know how he works? I do, but why would you assume that?
You get, like, tight about it? You're like,
Yeah, I do, but...
Why should I tell you?
Why are you just assuming that I know what Coulter works?
Maybe he doesn't want to talk to you. Maybe he doesn't want you to know
it. Maybe he told me some things that you're not supposed to know.
Yeah. Like what you're getting for your birthday.
And now this conversation took an awkward turn, because now I made a hint towards you.
Shit. He doesn't have a problem with you, by the way.
By the way, you guys are fine.
But he just doesn't want to talk to you right now. He's not upset, he's just not happy. He didn't say specifically.
Just don't talk to him for a couple days.
Just leave him alone, okay? Stop calling him. Prank caller, and then you hang up on him. I think I pretty much am not friends with who that was now because I just did that and I covered for my friend. Great.
Just lost a friend.
I just
right
got
here.
Locked into his shit. So.
Well, and it was, I told my mom.
I have to call him back up and apologize.
I talked to her the other day, and she asked me how the place is going and stuff. And I was like, it's great, it's awesome, I like the whole living by myself thing, but I told her, I was like, super weird to get used to not having someone here all the time. Which, and like, Jenny's here pretty often, which, that's no different, but it's not.
She doesn't have a key.
She has a key to here.
Oh, she does have a key to here. Oh, nice.
But it's not, it's different because... Like, I went from, like, you being around all the time to suddenly not. So I was like, well, Jenny was already around anyway, so it's different.
So it's like Carly roles are reversed.
Yeah.
So remember how you would need to, like, chill out when you came home from work? And, like, I usually came home fairly good mood, you know, whatever. Every once in a while I'd be, like, mad and, like, need to chill. But, like,
I just go in my own room?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you were, this is, like, your style.
Yeah.
You, like... please don't hug me, don't touch me. Like, I'll say hi to you, I'll say hi, like, I might say, hey, what's going on, peek my head in, crack a joke, but then I need my, you need your time to, like, change your clothes, and, like, check your messages,
cool down,
slug some Gatorade, I don't know what you did in there, but no, but you would, you'd need your time, your minute, to a couple minutes to yourself when you got home from work, and I was usually, like, hunky-dory with just coming home and be like, let's, woo, let's do it. You know, let's
what are we doing tonight?
Let's get fucked up, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Now I'm grumpy when I first get home from work. I mean, I guess I have been since this new job, but, like, now it's more so because Carly's, like, in an okay mood or happy to see me, and I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Like, and she's not used to, like, mood swings and stuff, and now, like, I don't know. And it's like, I don't know. It's just different. It's because, I mean, it's a girl. And
Then, like, with this place, I get here, and it's like,
no one's
instead of going in and, like, going to my room or whatever, I'm like, oh, this is the whole place, and there's no one here.
There's nowhere for you to go with the bathroom. And you're like, I kind of want to go somewhere else and be away from all my all things.
My stuff that I can't.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go.
It is weird. Yeah. But I did. I came home, like, grumpy, like, but I try to come home in a better mood, but yeah, no, it's like, and then she's the one that's like, hi, how was your day? And you're like, can I, really? That's the first.
I'll tell you about my day when I am damn well ready to tell you about my day.
That's really the first fucking question you're going to ask me right now? Are you fucking serious? You're like,
you want to hear how my day was, huh?
I'm so fucking sorry. I asked, I liked hearing about your days because you always had something fucking awesome. Oh, something always happened. It was like...
Dude, lately at work, this is what I've been doing. Not being in my own department. I spent, like, 2 hours today. When I said
that one time, you were, like, over someone's shoulder, the SO. Is the SO, right?
Yeah.
The person that answers the phones, you're, like, over their shoulder, like, pointing at their computer screen, like, right there, moron. Right there.
Fucking do it!
Not really, but I mean, I was like, Jesus, like, why are you always helping those idiots?
Oh, well, God. Then, like, today, I think I spent, like, 2 hours back in the install bay just hanging out with Eric.
No, sweet.
Because there was, like, four of us.
Tin beer?
No, he shaved it off.
Because you probably got tired of that.
Well, he shaved it off. I asked him why he was going to shave it off. He turns 21 today. He's 21 today. And he has to update his driver's license. He didn't want to have a chin beard on his new ID. That's what he told me.
What difference does it make?
None, but to him, so apparently, it makes a lot. I don't know. He just didn't want to have a picture for the next... 8 years with a chin beard?
Because they're over!
Chin beards are over!
Who does that? Oh, wait, you and your brother do?
You know what's hilarious? Is he looked like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah.
And this older guy that works AP would always be like, hey, where's Scooby? He'd say that all day. Eric walked by and he'd be like, hey, have you talked to Scooby lately? It never got old either. He'd say it all the time. It never got old. That guy cracks me up. His name's Steve Pewitz. And like every time that That's Not My Name song comes on the radio, he fucking changes it. He hates that song.
That's Not My
Name. He'll be like, why'd the music just turn
that's
off?
That's Not My Name.
Oh, because it's That's Not My Name came on that's and Steve hates that song.
Fucking, that's hilarious. Oh, man. Seems like there was something else I wanted to tell you. Can't remember. Shitty.
Cool.
No, yeah, the fucking... Oh, I keep telling Carly I'm going to kill her cat. I keep telling her, I was like, well, what did I say? You know what it was? Something about...
I threatened to punch Jenny's pets in the face every time. Last time I was over there, I think I told Harley, I was like, I'm going to fight you in a battle royale to the death. I fucking hate you, I think that's what I said.
I don't like that dog.
She was like, don't talk to him that way. And I was like... You just got done Carly screaming at him.
Or not Carly, but Jenny screams at Harley.
I told
her. Harley! Harley, you motherfucker! Harley!
I've told her before idea. I've been like, do you know the amount of mental damage you're doing to that dog? You go from being like, oh, Harley, I love you so much to, I fucking hate you, you stupid fucker. Like, within seconds.
I don't know, but I can't remember what all was said. But... Basically, I told Carly, like, flat out, I was like, well, we could just euthanize Kiwi. Oh, so, You'll love it. This is classic Greg right here. Yeah. Classic Greg. So the cat's name is Kiwi, right? And then so Greg goes, like Greg comes over, like, cause he'd already met the cat, I guess, or whatever. And then he's like, hey, watermelon. He called it like watermelon, or like whatever the hell its name is. And Carl's like Kiwi. And he's like, oh yeah, Kiwi, honeydew. he's fucking saying all this shit. I call it water fucking melon. Oh my god, it's funny.
Can you get pineapple off my lap?
Yeah, that cat, like, I threw, before we were in your room, we moved everything in your room, she was sitting, like, where my DVDs used to sit on the old TV stand I had, and, you know, pissing us off, and I fucking, because I don't use them anymore, I fucking reached and took my old Xbox headset and just winged it at that fucking cat. She's like, no, I'm drawing dinner. I was like, because Carly thinks that the cat can understand her. She's under the impression that it's like...
Cats hate everything.
Cats don't give a fuck.
The only cat I've ever met that could understand anything was Jack, and he knew his name. That was all he understood.
Carly's convinced of that. And I think Kiwi
does... I have
does.
Proof that Jack knew his name. I could yell, Jack, come here, and he'd show up.
I think Kiwi does know her name, but Kiwi also doesn't really give a fuck what Carly wants her to do. And then Carly gets...
Cats are selfish.
There's this part of Carly that gets, like, frustrated or whatever, and, like, tonight was, like, taunting Kiwi. Like, she's like, you're in a bad mood tonight, wee-wah. Calls her wee-wah, I don't know where.
That's confusing, because it's like, what's my name, actually, then?
Well, dogs will, like, come in. And dogs are kind of retarded.
Just make a noise and dogs show up.
Like, Bailey, I would go, wah!
Like, I'd yell at Jet, I'd just be like, hey! Jet's like, oh, me? I'm like, that's not your name, but sure, come here.
Yeah, so, like, fucking, I don't know, and I was like, Kiwi, what are you doing? And it's like, the cat doesn't fucking care. Or in fact, I was like, look at her. She's not fucking paying attention. She could give a fuck less what you're saying, what you're doing, who you are. Like, the fucking world could come to an end right now, and that cat would be like, my tail. What is that? I fucking hate cats. I really fucking hate them. But, I'm still nice to the cat. I do little things here and there. Like, I got what I deserved, like, fucking with the cat. And I got, like, scratches on both my hands. I was, like, trying to piss her off. But Carly does the same thing. She, like, grabs the cat. I don't know. But it's, yeah. I don't know. I'm always talking about we can just kill it or something. Or, like...
Have an Indian picnic, as Steve would say.
Yeah, but they gotta have a dog for that.
Oh, that's a good point. What kind of picnic involves a cat? Like a Chinese picnic?
Yeah.
That works.
I mean, they eat dogs and cats.
They eat cats.
Actually, Chinese might find
cats. Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature.
Asian American, please.
They didn't build the fucking railroad, man.
What
are you even talking about?
I haven't even watched... I
finally got around to watching my Blu-ray.
Oh, The Big Lebowski. I haven't watched The Big Lebowski in a while. That was my default fall asleep movie.
It's got a lot of rad bonus shit on it.
Yeah. I fucking loved your Facebook comment, like, the dude taking it easy for the rest of us sinners. Or for all us sinners.
I fucking love that guy. You got any good sarsaparilla around
here? Wow, I forgot his name. He was in the first Hulk. Wow.
Cool.
That's awesome. I was like, oh, stopping off names. And now I need to know his name again. No, I don't know his name anymore. Wow. It's
been quite a while.
An hour and 13 minutes?
That's where we're at right now.
Fucking shit. I don't think anybody's even still with us.
Probably not.
And the end is where it always kind of gets good.
I know. This one was pretty good the whole
time.
Actually,
this one took off. I think we were...
Well, if any of you are still with us,
thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening all the
way. Why do I keep wanting to say Sam Neill, but that's
all
not right.
All four of you, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's, oh, fuck. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Sam Elliott.
Yep.
Got it. Boom. Yummy.
There it was.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
I guess we'll wrap it up.
Wrap
I don't
up
want
now.
To. It's so good to be back. It's good to be back, isn't
it?
It
is
not?
Good to be back.
I think
it'd
be good to be doing that. I don't know what we're going to do. My eyes are heavy, but I still feel alert.
I'm probably going to get another beer.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I got beer in the fridge.
Any closing comments, concerns, rational outbursts of thought?
La bala de plata. That's all I got to say.
I I think that's the silver bullet.
It's Spanish, I think.
Español.
Or Italian.
Fragile is Italian.
So, the new Chainsaw suit today?
Yeah.
New Chainsaw suit comic was making fun of Coors Light.
Oh.
And it was like, okay. These new... didn't say... It didn't say Coors Light's name in the comic.
It just says Half the Rockies.
But, like, it goes, ah, the taste of the Rockies in a two-phase cold-activated can. When the mountains are blue, it's one heck of a brew. And he goes, what does it mean when they turn red, and his mountains turn red, and there's just some fucking
creepy
guy.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Chainsaw suit. Check it out.
Love it.
Peep it.
I have one of that guy's tattoos on my arm.
Sure shit do, shooter.
All right.
What do I got? Nothing.
You got nothing. Cool.
Oh! One last thing. I mean, a lot of people probably already know. But my motorcycle class is in, like...
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Like,
I've been driving past the college on the weekends when I work.
They've been doing it. I'm going to take a basic motorcycle learner's class to get a... endorsement.
And your queer helmet?
And then my queer helmet. Actually, I was looking in the mirror and I was like, I look okay. I'm passable.
No, it was funny.
I don't look fully retarded, just half retarded.
When Todd helped me move that helmet, he helped me move that couch, he found the helmet. He's
is
like,
he
what
not,
the fuck is this?
He hasn't seen that helmet,
no,
I guess.
He put it on and I was like, oh, that's Coulter's fangy motorcycle. And he put it on, he comes to the bed and he's like, okay. He's like, what is up with this helmet?
I gotta have a helmet. That's like the one the sons wear. It's like the style, anyway.
Yeah.
It just, they don't have the padding in there, so it looks uber goofy. But yeah, no, so I'm doing that, and then gonna get a motorcycle probably this summer.
I'm gonna tip it over.
Please don't.
Yep.
Worth so much money.
Scratch it up.
You know, that's the thing. I was thinking about that actually today. Like I actually did have this vision of being like, dude, sit on it. It's sweet. Like, feel the power. You know, like what, you know, like how we are. And you sit on it, you're like, well, fuck. And then you actually choke. And I'm like fucking getting under it as possible so it doesn't touch the ground. Like, but that's what the guy said. Like, one of the guys I was talking to that I know at the Harley shop here, he was like, you're going to be more likely to fucking tip it over just parking the fucking thing than you will fucking ride
it. I believe
it. Yeah, he said they're kind of stupid to park, but. And they're not that hard, but it's like you'll fuck it up somehow. Anyway, that's all I got. All
right.
So for Fanboy and Skinny, I'm Colty Gilly.
I'm Riley Bryant.
And we'll see you next time. I'm not going to say next week.
No,
because
next time.
We jinx ourselves when we say next week. So we'll see you next time.
Yep.